hearts turn away from me. I long for that which could never be done by me. Something much odds of misery behind. I will take you down into the dark with me. Nothing left to say. Mr. Population Man had a master family plan. Never takes my freedom again. Mr. Population Man. Population Man had a master family plan. Never taste my freedom again, Mr. Population Man.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. WHFR.fm, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Every Thursdays from 4 to 6 p.m., best in local music. That was Purgatory Grove from a self-released track called Mr. Population Man. Before that, we heard 8 Mile on Fire from a self-titled self-release from Oak Bones. A little old school country there for you. And we started off the set with a band called From Hell from Heresy. And that was a track called Nemesis of Neglect. I got to get with the artist. I want to find out where that sound bite is from. I know it's from a movie and it does sound familiar, but I just can't put my finger on where that comes from. We still got a couple more minutes before Velveteen Rabbit come on and do a live set for us. I think I have time to play one more track before we do that. What I'm going to play right now is from Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. I think that's how you pronounce it, T-U-C-O-S, from a CD. You're familiar, yes. I believe Jeremy Porter has played at least once or twice on the Motor Live show in the past. So he's coming back at the end of the month. And he gave me the CD a few days ago, so I figured I'd play it for you. The track that, one of the tracks that I really like is one called Pizza Girl. So that's what we're going to take a listen to right now. Again, Jeremy Porter and the Tucos.
Pizza girl, I never get
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And as promised, they're ready to go for us. We're going to do live music now from Velveteen Rabbit. All right, if you're ready, take it away.
Thank you.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live music in the studio from Velveteen Rabbit.
Woohoo!
All right. Why don't you take a second and we'll go around the room. If you'd like to introduce yourselves, tell us who you are, what you play, and just a little bit about yourselves.
I am Sandy Hopkins. I am a vocal writer, rhythm guitar, sometimes bass. I've lived in Detroit proper for about 20 years. And Velveteen Rabbit has been around since 2002, and the music is my life.
Awesome.
My name is Nick. I play bass. I've been with the band about 3 years. Having a great time.
Okay.
My name's Todd Lucas. Drummer, percussion. Been playing drums since eighth grade, but last 3 years I rediscovered my passion as for playing drums, and that's why I'm here.
Oh, I'm Mike. I play keyboards, and I've been in the band for about 6-7 months, maybe?
Yeah.
7 or 8 months. So almost a year.
You're the new kid on the block.
I am.
It seems like he's always been
I played with Mike, 10 years ago?
Yes, years ago. Yes, ago. We were just small children at that point.
Back in the Zoots days.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
Zoots. I remember Zoots. Zoots.
Yeah.
94, 95.
That's where
albums.
We met.
Yep.
That's
okay.
Where I met most of my friends here.
Exactly. Yeah.
What band were you in back then?
That was called Penfold, and that came out of a band called Sawdust.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's all ancient history.
I know. Don't everyone come running in at once for autographs.
It's not even on the internet. Right? Exactly. So.
Nice.
We'll try to avoid the rush. But, we'll keep the door shut. All right. Now, what you just played, I get out of that was Shooting Star and Fighter's Lullaby. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you got lots more great stuff to play for us. So, why don't we get back into it then?
Oh, sure.
All right, it's on.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Oh,
They came across absolutely nothing when they tried to turn me. Mommy and daddy were gone. All they could do was jump in to the a gun song.
Do you?
All right. Live in the studio, Velveteen Rabbit.
This is a lot of fun.
Good. I'm glad you're enjoying yourselves.
Always.
We are too.
Yeah.
Okay. You folks have a show coming up, right?
We actually do. It will be at the famous PJ's Lager House next Thursday, the 23rd. And we will be playing with New Divine Comedians and Julian Page. And we're really, really looking forward to that.
Okay, that's PJ's Lager House. That's on Michigan Avenue in Corktown,
By
where the old Tiger Stadium used to be.
Used to be.
Yeah, just a couple blocks down the road. I miss that place.
I did too. It really made me happy when I saw pop-up games starting. People were like breaking the locks, getting in there and playing baseball anyways.
Yeah.
I loved that. Now they're a little more open to it, and people are getting married over there and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Community came out and started cutting the grass themselves and everything,
yeah.
And I think they kind of put together a small board of people to keep it looking good and open so people can come check it out during a ball game, after a ball game, or pick up a game and play.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something where you have to do something like that? You can't depend on the city to take care of something?
Oh, no.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Well, you get used to it. That's why I like our city, because a lot of it's in our hands, isn't it?
Yeah. When I see people with plowed streets and police lights that come right when you call them, I'm like, what are you thinking? No, that's not how you do it.
No, we take care of all that ourselves.
That's right.
All right, what do you got for us next?
Next one's called I Like Yum Yum.
I Like Yum Yum. I'm not going to ask on that one.
Well, it could mean many, many things, right?
Exactly.
It could.
Very provocative.
We'll let the listeners...
Provocative.
What was that?
It was a very provocative title.
Yeah, I guess we'll let our listeners create their own scenario with that, won't we?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good.
All right.
All righty.
Where do we need
to go? And... Come on, sit here. We like your face. Once we were friends, 'cause we met in hell. All by ourselves, no more. All by ourselves, so sweet.
Candy, come on.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in the studio, Velveteen Rabbit.
Well, I got it.
All right.
There it is. Live Drive at 5 show. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live in the studio with us is Velveteen Rabbit. And it looks like we're doing a little bit of photography and or filming for a documentary. Is that correct? Yeah, actually we're doing a mini documentary with Jason Connolly from Create Michigan, and that is what we're doing. We're very excited about that as well.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about that? What is that about?
Well, the documentary is basically following, he's doing a lot of them about different local acts, and Create Michigan is a new organization that supports the arts, music, theater, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what it's all about. He asked us to do it last week. And,
oh, wow.
We're super excited about it.
Put you on the spot. Say, hey, we're going to do this right now.
I better put my lipstick on.
We could all use a little lipstick.
Did you guys put them? I was going to say. I don't know. Do we have any in the studio we can loan them?
Yeah. It depends.
I have lip gloss. Don't worry. Exactly. It's winter outside.
You need that with the way the weather's been, that's for sure.
There was something coming out here. There was definitely something getting over here, but we made it, huh?
Yeah, I'm glad you did. It's almost like a Murphy's Law thing with us. Every time bands come out here on Thursday afternoons, it always seems like the weather's like really horrible.
It's a beautiful thing. It makes us work even harder.
There you go. Makes it more worth it in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any way of for the listeners to get a hold of your music?
Sure, we have a Facebook page, but our actual music, we have a few songs over there, one available for download for the next few days, which would be Ode to Memphis, which we'll play later. That would be on Reverb Nation.
Okay.
And just look up Velveteen Rabbit, as well as on Facebook. So,
All right,
yeah,
well.
There's a website, right? Isn't there a website? No?
Well, this is our Reverb Nation and the Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had a website out of the UK for a while, and we decided just to kind of focus here in the States.
Okay. And just for our listeners, we'll figure we'll spell that for them. That's VelveteeN and Rabbit. I mean, if you don't know how to spell that, then you can call us in. You can call us in at 313-845-9676. Hey, how do you spell Rabbit?
First caller wins.
There you go. All right, so they can go to Facebook and or Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation, yes.
Okay.
We also have I also have a YouTube page. And we have probably, 46 music videos.
46? Is that all? Slackers.
All. Well, they're all homemade, but, they're a lot of fun.
Us guys are only in about two of them anyway, so.
Come on, you know.
So these are live shows that you played in the past?
No, the music videos are actual videos that I've kind of.
Very artsy.
They're
nice.
Kind of artsy.
They're really cool.
Artsy, craftsy. No, that's not.
That's how I was introduced to the band.
Yeah, that's how Mike discovered us was through the videos.
Yes.
Okay.
And
so
like I said, that's an opportunity for you to hear like 40 more songs. So.
Oh wow.
Reverb Nation has like four, and it's a great way to keep up on our shows. Facebook's really the best way to keep up on our shows and stuff. There's so many people on Facebook, so.
Most of us, yeah.
It's catching on.
Little thing they got.
So speaking of, that's the show that you're doing a week from tonight, correct?
Yes.
And that's at PJ's Lagerhouse.
PJ's Lagerhouse. Okay. It's a great venue. If you haven't been there, they have live shows 5 days a week.
Okay.
We'll probably go on around 10:30 p.m. that evening. And
okay.
That is with the Divine Comedians, New Divine Comedians, and Julian Page.
Okay. All right, you hear that, listeners? If
Big
you're
Big Spirit,
is it Big Spirit?
And Big Spirit, actually.
Big
they'll
Spirit.
They'll be the opener.
Okay. All right. So
I think the doors are at 8:39 usually.
It's going to be a really wonderful eclectic night of music. I'm really excited to play it.
It's a great place to show up early. They got good food. I love the. The blackened catfish.
And we are not being paid for this. We really like it over there.
Yeah. Okay. We just wanted to make sure on that.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty.
Ready to go?
Yeah, what do you got for us next?
We're going to play a little number called Outro to Nature.
All right, Velveteen Rabbit.
Yesterday, you against him lies a fool.
All right. Listening to WHFR.FM, the station always making waves, live in the studios, Velveteen Rabbit.
Yes.
Okay. Any future plans for any recordings?
Oh, we're always in the process of recording, which we love to do. Mm-hmm. We've been working with producer Bill Cozy for the last year or so, and he's an amazing fella. This next thing that we've been working on is a rock opera, so this is kind of part of that.
Okay, when do you think you're going to be doing that? Just approximate.
It's always kind of in the process, in the works. You know, we keep writing more and more material, and I'd say within the next 5-6 months.
Okay.
Let's hope we'll get it together.
We'll get it together.
That's it.
The problem is we just love writing and writing, so.
You spend so much time writing, you don't have time to record.
I know.
You need money to record, too.
Yeah, money is always a big help for musician types, huh?
It's funny how that gets in the way. It's crazy.
All right. This one is City Lights, which was written actually as a homage to Detroit.
Okie dokie. Take it away. Which instruments? Okay. All right. You want to take a moment, if we could go around the room one more time, introduce yourselves, what you do. Maybe this time, if you want to tell our listeners maybe something about yourself that has nothing to do with music, maybe something you're willing to talk about on the air.
I'm afraid of the dark.
You're afraid of the dark.
Good God. That's
hey, guys, turn the lights off.
And we have to, exactly. And we have to deal with that every day.
Exactly.
How do you play in really dark clubs then?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Something personal?
Yeah, she works out with a flashlight.
This is Todd Logan's drummer. personally with another co-writer of mine, or a good friend of mine, we have recently started the application for Kresge Fellowship, open up now to screenwriters and playwrights in southeastern Michigan, open up this year. So we're excited to do that. So that's something about me.
Oh, so you're talking about some kind of filmmaking then?
Scott and I have been working on a script for some time now, and it's coming to fruition very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured it would just be an opportune, a better opportunity to try to apply for the fellowship and hopefully win.
Oh, good luck with that.
Thank
that
you.
Sounds awesome.
I missed the question. I was switching instruments. As
just say something about yourself.
Yeah, something that doesn't have anything to do with music or the band, at least.
As well as music, I do fine arts and as well as design arts, and I'm working on a commissioned pet portrait right now. So it's a nice painting of a dog that I'm getting done.
So you mean a literal pet project, not
portrait,
a
portrait. Oil painting.
Okay.
Fine art. Yeah. So
cool. Are we gonna be able to see that somewhere after you're done?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll definitely take photos for my portfolio, and maybe the band will be nice enough to put it on the band page.
I'm just kidding.
Fans can see a fan's dog. Maybe I'll paint fans' dogs. No, maybe that's what I'll do. I'll do
any of the other members have pets
for everyone.
I've got some cats and turtles.
Cats and turtles.
Mm-hmm. We have a feral cat that lives outside, Morris.
Morris the cat.
Yeah, he comes in when it's really, really cold, but other than that, he's a trooper.
This is Sandy. I am going to school for media production. I'm kind of like you heard that I do a lot of music videos, so I actually love working on indie films and photography. And I love all the arts. I think they go hand in hand beautifully. And I guess that's about it. I mean, there's plenty more, but I think, I don't know, maybe as a songwriter, I get more, a little personal more in the songs than, mm-hmm. you know.
So this is why you have more videos than you have recordings then. Now we find out.
Yes. Finally. I always figured, since we always had kind of mediocre recordings, and if I put some mediocre footage, then we're about 3/4 of the way there.
Kind of compensates.
Yeah.
Then if you add one more medium, then you'll be there.
That'll be it. It'll be over.
Maybe that'll be our rock opera, meaty rockerity.
No.
Good one.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know about
maybe
that.
Not, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough there.
Turn off his story.
What about Mike?
Oh, God, I've got nothing to say about me.
Perfect. Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah, that's nothing new. You know, I'm trying to get my male modeling career off the ground. It's not really going like I expected. So, but
well, you just keep plugging away on it.
Exactly.
Actually has a podcast himself.
Well, yes, but we don't need to discuss that.
We don't?
Might be a little too.
Is it a podcast with male modeling?
It is. I actually do it fully nude, so it's very, very awkward whenever I have to do interviews. So. But it's okay. I don't mind.
Well, you don't have to show anything. You can just tell us about it.
Well, that's just it. Exactly. Well, that's the problem. It's like you spend most of the show describing
everything.
What I'm not wearing.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. But enough about me, guys. Let's move.
All right. Well, let's get back into the music. I know that's what the listeners are waiting on.
Oh, yeah.
This is what you were mentioning before, Sandy, that you're going to play now?
Yeah, this is Ode to Memphis. And I went to Memphis with a broken heart.
A broken heart.
And it actually worked. But I came back, and Nick and I wrote this song the very day my plane landed, and I kind of like it.
So this is kind of a personal song, then?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe a little.
All righty, take it away.
Thank you. Oh,
right. It sounded great.
You're
listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show every Thursdays from 4 to 6. Best in local music, including live sets from 5 to 6, which is what you have been listening to right now. Looks like we got time for one more whenever you guys are ready.
And we are. And this is a nice, sweet one. It's about, it's about living your life, living the dream.
Alrighty.
I had no idea. I thought it was about something completely different.
Open up your window, let it in. You gotta grab life by the throat.
Time.
Like Aquarian magic.
Okay. Live in the studio, Velveteen Rabbit. Again, if you want to check them out, go to Facebook and their Bandcamp site if you want to listen to some more tracks, and YouTube,
where
you can listen to and check out many great videos. Thanks for coming down, folks. We enjoyed it.
It was an honor. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Really many kisses and hugs.
All right.
Good work to everyone in the studio as well. They're rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, thank you guys. You were just amazing.
Mark, Scott, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Now to go back and see.
You're welcome. Coming up next, Boston Blackie.
This is Dr. Wally B. from Cat Daddy in the 1320s, and you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, making waves.